Tonight on Rare TV, we expose a dangerous misconception spreading across America. That the First Amendment protects Islam as a political system. That claim sounds noble until you understand what Islam's governing code, Sharia, actually is, and what the Constitution actually protects. The Constitution safeguards freedom of conscience, the individual's right to believe, pray, and worship without coercion. It does not protect systems of government disguised as religion.
Islam is not a religion. Islam is a system of governance. As a Muslim, we're supposed to see Islam as an alternative to all the different systems of governance today that are ruling the world. The laws of the land, the laws that should configure society, should only come from Allah.
If you do your job by basically obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give Allah's deen victory, then Allah will give you victory. This is the true meaning of Islam. It's not going to come to us when we are not working actively towards it, period.
Democracy is silly. It's the idea that human beings come up with the laws for their society. God, the creator of mankind, should legislate for mankind. And that's what the Quran is about. That's what Islam is about. That's what La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is about. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Legislation is for God alone.